that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, many of us believe that Donald J. Trump will run for re-election. I happen to believe that. There are others. There are a lot of people that believe that. But there are people that are testing the waters, so to speak. Popularity, approval ratings, all of that. An interesting head-to-head matchup that I think is kind of interesting is Glenn Youngkin, the new governor in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and putting him against people like Ron DeSantis and others. Gentleman Jim, you've been following this here for the last couple of hours, and there's some interesting numbers out of this this polling.
Absolutely. Believe it or not, Glenn Youngkin is just as popular in his state, which was kind of a purple-blue state until he won this last time out. He's just as popular in his state as Ron DeSantis is in his state,
if
you believe that. Some 53% approval. Now, there's a caveat to this because even in his home state of California, Gavin Newsom also has a 53% job approval. So when you look at, and that blows my mind right there, too.
Well, and can I just tell you, we've said this for, gosh, as long as I can remember, decades, that people hate Congress, but they love their own representative.
Right.
And that's, you know, that may be what's in play here, although Youngkin really came out of the gates strong in Virginia. And the way he did it was with an interesting group, parents, school board parents, even women, suburban women, went for Glenn Youngkin.
Yeah, parents don't want their kids to be taught to hate someone based on the color of their skin. I mean, that is 180 degrees out of phase from what Dr. Martin Luther King said. And it's just, it's immoral, really.
Coming up on the program, Cheryl Chumley will join us, Washington Times online opinion editor and the author of a new book, Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Our Freedom. Are they getting ready to take away our freedom again? We'll talk about that and more coming up with Cheryl right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
You're a lot like me. See if this sounds familiar. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Well, trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not across a crowded room, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Here's this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Democrats have pushed legislation through the House that would inscribe the right to use contraceptives into law. Democratic Congressman Frank Pallone of New Jersey.
While the right to contraception is legal today, We must act to ensure this remains true in the future. This legislation does exactly that by enshrining the right to contraception in federal law.
While Republican Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers of Washington says Republicans are on the record protecting access to contraception, but Democrats want to make it seem otherwise.
Unfortunately, today, rather than work with us, Democrats again are spreading fear and misinformation to score political points. And they're doing it with a very poorly drafted bill that opens the door further to extreme abortion on demand and their agenda.
The push illustrates how Democrats are latching on to their own version of culture war battles to appeal to female, progressive, and minority voters. President Biden has tested positive for COVID-19 despite having been vaccinated and boosted. President Biden says he's doing great.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted. Symptoms are mild, and I really appreciate your inquiries and your concerns.
Mr. Biden had already started taking Paxlovid, an antiviral drug. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week rose to its highest level in more than 8 months, a sign the labor market may be showing some weakness. Applications for jobless aid for the week ending July 16th rose by 7,000 to 251,000. Another good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 162 points, the NASDAQ rose 161, the S&P advanced 39. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're considering protecting your retirement with gold or silver, listen up. Mark Davis here. One company I trust for this, Advantage Gold, the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. They are so passionate about teaching people how to own physical gold and silver, they've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because they really educate their clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. Talk to one of their experts. They can send you a free gold kit along with a free copy of the Wall Street Journal national bestseller, The Great Devaluation. Number again, 800-900-8000. Don't wait any longer. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value, all from Advantage Gold. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Call Advantage Gold today. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
It's 2:04, and this is your KMTQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. COVID-19 hospitalizations dipped for the second straight week in Clark County. Local health officials say the number of patients hospitalized with COVID-19 fell to 365. That was down from 413 a week earlier. In the past week, the two-week average for confirmed daily new cases of COVID-19 in Clark County dropped by one to 626. But officials added that actual cases could be higher because positive home tests are not part of the county or the state numbers. CDC numbers show the U.S. as a whole continues to see an increase in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations. Catholic Charities of Southern Nevada has completed a $4.7 million renovation of its men's shelter. Updates were made to the bathrooms and the sleeping area, as well as a new HVAC system, plumbing, flooring, and locked phone charging stations. The shelter has also adjusted its operating schedule due to the summer heat, opening the building at 3 in the afternoon instead of 7 in the evening. There is an excessive heat warning in effect till 8 p.m. tomorrow night, with the daytime high today of 113, 114 tomorrow. It's 111 right now.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, bumper-to-bumper conditions continue on Interstate 515 westbound at Eastern Avenue. You know the road work is taking place through there, so only two lanes are available, and it's very, very slow as you work your way into the downtown Spaghetti Bowl on 515 westbound.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local. Don't forget, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming up next. One of the things that we've been talking about a lot today, and we'll be talking about it really for days to come, and that is the president testing positive for COVID. He's isolating. He's asymptomatic for the most part. He's got runny nose. And that's about it. And we're finding that cases are on the rise across the country. Positive tests are showing up everywhere. In fact, I was out with people, a week or so ago, and they had been to a party. And four of the six people at the party came down testing positive. And a lot of people are afraid, I'm afraid, that the government's overreach on our freedom, that they're going to try and take us back to the pandemic. I hope to God it does not happen. Tell you what, let's do is check in with Cheryl Chumley. She's the Washington Times online opinion editor and the author of a brand new book, Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. Cheryl, first of all, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the new book. What did you make of the pandemic and the way we gave our freedom away to these politicians at every level of government? What did you think of that as it was happening?
Yeah, I thought it was horrific. And early on, I thought that. I'm not talking a year into the pandemic. In April of 2020, when the pandemic was first breaking in America, I penned a piece in the Washington Times entitled, "The Coronavirus Will Go Down in History as the Greatest Political Hoax." And that was after weeks and weeks of reporting critically on the government's overreach. And I know it happened under Donald Trump. I'm a big Donald Trump fan. Loved him as president. Hope he runs again. Hope he wins again. But you can't deny that the lockdowns did occur under him. And I hated that it happened. And I thought it was a Democrat strategy to seize individual liberties.
Cheryl, how did we, the people, let this happen?
That is the question, right? And it's a question that we all have to think on and answer now, because we are headed back to the same sort of lockdown type situations. I see the same narrative and the same messaging coming out now from the same people who locked us down in the first place. So everybody has to ask themselves that question, what can I do to prevent this happening again? And one of the things that happened early on was that American citizens, by and large, are great people, and they care for their neighbors. They don't need the government to tell them to care for their neighbors. They just do. We are very charitable, caring people. So when the government told us that we should take these actions to protect self and others, even if we saw them as silly and non-scientific for ourselves, we wanted to do the right thing for our neighbors. So in a lot of instances, we went along out of concern for others. And then the flip side of that, a lot of people also went along with government mandates because they didn't want to make that uncomfortable fight themselves. They didn't want to go into a store, and when the store owner told them they had to wear a face mask because it was a law, they didn't want to sit there and argue and say, it's not a law. It's a government mandate. That's entirely different. And so a lot of people shied from making that argument.
Again, Cheryl Chumley joining us from the Washington Times online opinion editor and the author of a new book, The Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. I'm curious, from your research and in your book, which socialist came up with this strategy? I got to admit, looking back on it, it's a brilliant strategy that got hundreds of millions of people to stand on their head in the corner, essentially, during the lockdown.
Well, if you're looking for one person to blame, I'm Christian first, conservative second, so my worldview is biblical and constitutional. And so if you're looking for the one person to blame, then I would say this is of Satan, right? Because this is his work all along, the deceptions, the lies, and so forth. If you're looking with secular eyes at what took place, you have to look at the globalists and the elitists in the global government. You have to look at the World Economic Forum's Klaus Schwab and the Davos crowd and the United Nations Sustainable Development crowd and their partners, sad to say, in the White House and in our own Congress. So there are a lot of players that go into this, but you can even point blame at the corporate world because they went along with a lot of this unconstitutional seizures of individual liberties just so they could keep open. So there's a lot of evil afoot with these lockdowns. And as I said, to me, it clarifies looking at it through biblical views.
Now we have the Omicron offshoot, which is BA.5. Is this the next justification for a lockdown?
Well, I've been paying attention to the narrative that's going on about that. And you listen to Anthony Fauci, one of the biggest deceivers out there, and Bill Gates, what he's saying about these variants and sub-variants, for crying out loud. And all the messaging is face masking, social distancing, and shot after shot after shot. And look, our own president just tested positive for COVID, even though he's fully vaccinated, fully boosted. And that just tells you, here comes another example of why these shots are A, not to be trusted, and B, not to be relied upon for anything that they were supposed to do in the first place, which was to prevent the spread of this virus. So, what's taking place now, it's a repeat of what we've already gone through.
Tell me about the book and how it came to be. At what point in all of this did you say, I think there's a book in this. Somewhere buried deep within, there's a book here.
In the first month, in January. In January, I started seeing what the government was going to do, and not the Donald Trump administration. Donald Trump, even though I think he made a couple of political missteps, about the coronavirus, namely, he ceded his White House platform to Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx too much, and he should have balanced that out with constitutionalists or free market business people. He never should have stopped the economy. But everything Donald Trump did was out of love for America and love for American citizens. What came after, very quickly after, was the Democrat Party and their socialist, communist, Marxist partners exploiting anything and everything they could about fears over this virus, including dinging Donald Trump all along the way. And so it was early on. It was in the first couple weeks of the virus, way back in 2019, 2020, when I was watching it and alarmed at what was taking place.
I'm curious. We said for the longest time that we shouldn't make this thing political. We ought to let the science dictate what we do. Did we always do that, or because obviously it became political when the mask became a symbol?
It became political when our individual freedoms were stripped from us, when individual choice was taken away from us, and we were told we had to do this, 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 and this. It became political when Anthony Fauci declared himself as science. And even before he declared himself as science, the way he was acting and he was dictating best recommendations in his medical profession and pretending like he wasn't dictating policy at the same time. So if you want to know the time when it became political in America, in a country where rights come from God and government is only supposed to be there to protect those rights. It became political from the very first day that we were told as individual citizens we had to do what the government wanted us to do.
So how do we make sure this doesn't happen again, that we don't get bamboozled? It's like the old Who song, won't get fooled again. How do we do this to where we don't get fooled again? And even if this new virus, the BA5, comes out and everybody's getting it, nobody's dying from it, but everybody's getting it, how do we make sure that what happened before doesn't happen again?
Well, choose sides. Do you love liberty more, or do you love, a false sense of security more? For me, it's an easy solution. I love liberty the most, and government needs to prove to me as an individual why I need to give up certain liberties for some sort of good for myself, my family, and for others. And on the coronavirus, they never made that case. And so each and every individual in America should be critically thinking about what the government is telling them to do when it comes time to making personal medical decisions and decide, do I want to do this? Is this infringing on my liberty? Is it my free choice? Or am I just going along to getting along? And once you make that honest decision for yourself, then it becomes easy what to do.
Do you get a sense of any change in policy that might come out of the Biden positive test? He'll be back in action in 5 to 7 days, whatever it is. He'll get the negative test, and then he'll go about his business. But will there be any change of policy, you think, because of it?
No. Let me caveat that. Not in the way you mean. There won't be any policy that is more in line with common sense and truthful science. Rather, it will go the opposite direction. They will be telling us that we need to take more care. We need to do more face masking. We're headed back into the school season. And watch, these Democrat-run counties around the United States, out in Los Angeles County, they're already starting. But they're all going to start with face mask mandates. They're all going to start talking about case counts going up and test positives going up. And we need to control the test positives and the case counts. So let's go back into face masking until the numbers fall. And Joe Biden is going to be the example of why, not that the shots don't work, but rather why we need more stringent measures to control the spread of these so-called dangerous viruses.
Cheryl, how can folks find your new book?
At Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or on my own website, CherylChumley.com.
You make it easy for us. I like that. Lockdown, the socialist plan to take away your freedom. Cheryl, thanks for spending some time with us, and you have yourself a great rest of your week.
Thank you so much. God bless.
There you go, Cheryl Chumley, Washington Times online opinion editor with a new book out. You got to check this out. I mean, because in order to not make the same mistake again, won't be fooled again, that whole thing, I'm just telling you, we got to know how to react to this thing, because more and more people are getting COVID. And again, I was talking about these people at a party. Six people went to the party. Four of them tested positive within days. It was a super spreader. And we all feared super spreaders. Am I right? Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us as we continue on this Thursday edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root. This afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hello, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. And there is only one place I trust with Meineke. Meineke Car Care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. And Meineke. And American cheese. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Happy with our schools? Think they're doing a great job teaching kids and listening to parents? Probably not. It's time to shake things up. The Community Schools Initiative will allow cities to leave the county school district and create their own, ending the education monopoly. Parents will finally have options and a voice in their child's education. Help make it happen at SaveNevadaSchools.com. Schedule an appointment to sign the petition in your own home. They'll come to you. Together, we can take our schools back. Join the fight at SaveNevadaSchools.com.
I'll bet you're a lot like me. See if this sounds familiar. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Well, trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not across a crowded room, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. You know, after we have another gun incident, whether it be in Indianapolis or whether it be Highland Park, regardless of where it is, it does something to gun sales across America, because the first thing that happens is the knee-jerk reaction is, oh my God, we need more gun control laws. When what happens is the current gun control laws just aren't getting the job done. No, it's true. The AR-15 is, last time I checked, it's the most popular weapon for sale in America. And gentleman Jim Dallas has been tracking the sales numbers. What's going on with sales of the